And now, live from the middle of Robin Hood country, here's Paul B. Edwards with a minor sapling and Tony Hearn with a major oak. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Neville Staple, down my street.
So far from home. It feels much better when I'm walking down my own street. I ain't been here for a while. It feels much better now I'm walking on my own feet. Why don't you show me a smile? So far from home. It feels much better when I'm walking down my own street. I ain't been here for a while. It feels much better now I'm walking on my own feet. Why don't you show me a smile? Song in my heart, I can wait till I get you alone. But I don't know where I'm going and I don't know where I've been. I'm so tired, I'm so far from home. It feels much better when I'm walking down my own street. I ain't been here for a while. It feels much better now I'm walking on my own feet. Why don't you show me a smile? When I'm walking down my own street, I ain't been here for a while. It feels much better now I'm walking on my own feet. Why don't you show me a smile?
Here's Paul.
You're listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Neville Staple from his new album, Return of Judge Roughneck. Judge Roughneck. And I've got to say, I always thought he was called Neville Staples.
Okay.
Yeah, but no, if you're wondering who Neville Staple is, he was one of the original members of The Specials and one of the three guys that broke off to be part of Funboy 3, and he's kept going with Neville Staple bands and versions of Specials and Funboy 3 all the way through his career from the very late 70s to now, and absolutely brilliant. Really pleased he's got a new album out. We've only got two tracks right now. We've got this one that we just played, and we've got the title track, Return of Judge Roughneck, which we will probably play in a couple of weeks' time. I am going to try and get the whole album, but they've been very slow to release tracks, if that makes sense. What I want to know, Tony, is what is Neville Staples' website?
NevilleStaples.com.
No, first of all, I did just say it's called Neville Staple, not Neville Staples, and I'm quite surprised at that. But secondly, it's nothing like that, I'm afraid. It's originalrudeboy.co.uk. So, Paulie being Internet One, Tony Nil. And that track's described as sounding a bit like Madness, a bit like The Specials, and it does. but it actually just sounds really, really good to me.
Excellent. Good.
Excellent indeed. Now, I've got some additional material. It's not the usual sort. Again, as I've been saying weekly, if you have a joke or poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, comedy sub if it's a joke, and poetry corner if it's a poem. However, this week I've got something else that I'd like to read out, Tony.
Okay.
So this has come through from Bongo Boy Records. Now, this is a quite unusual request for us to do, but I've had some contact with them. We featured some tracks off compilation CDs or downloads they brought out before, and they're now finally doing a punk one. They've done a garage punk one before, but they're going to do a punk one now. And what happens is they invite bands to send their music to them. They'll pick the best ones for the thing. So it's free to submit a track, but then if you want to be on it, there is a charge of $125. It's up to you whether you think it's a good idea or not. Personally, I think it is, which is why I'm prepared to read this out, even though we are saying to bands, you've got to pay some money to be on something.
Right, right? Okay. Yep.
Okay. So the submission is open for what Bongo Boy Records are calling Revolution Volume 1. Now, the thing is, you do need to read through quite a long email before you get in touch with them. So if I give you the email address now, which is submit@bongoboyrecords.com, and then if you are interested in being on the next release, this Punk Revolution Volume 1, send them an email asking them to send you the email, if that makes sense, if you're a band listening, asking you to send them to send you the information. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because what you will have to do eventually is read the entire email you get sent for details, send an email with the subject line Revolution Volume 1 Punk, write an email, your band name, song title, your band contact person, and your direct link to your song or attached MP3. And it has to be a .wav file, I think. Send all of the above to submit@bongoboyrecords.com. They always reply to emails, so they will let you know.
Okay.
Basically. And I can't go into huge detail about everything they do, but you will get global exposure for this. You just have to decide whether it's worth $125 or not, I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
It depends, doesn't it? So everyone should read it, I think, and figure it out.
Yeah, that's right. So if you send an email to submit@bongoboyrecords.com asking for the email you need to read, and then take it from there, and then who knows, when the thing comes out, we might see that there's some bands we've played on the show before featured on it.
That'd be nice.
It would, wouldn't it? So there you go. I've done my bit there, and thank you very much to Bongo Boy for getting in touch. They were very pleased when I said that I'd read it out, because they said, look, we'd love some of the punk bands on your show to submit to us, because we think that the music's really good. Turns out they listen to them.
I do like that.
That's
Tony
nice,
approves.
Tony approves. Mm. There you go. That could be like the blue ribbon. That could be the kite mark. Things could start having a Tony approved stamp on them. Tony, I know you're busy, but perhaps if you get 5 minutes, you could put together a Tony approved stamp, and we could start giving things the Tony approves seal of Tony approval.
Excellent. It's the new British kite mark.
Or every once in a while, you could just say Tony approves.
Tony approves. I like it.
In fact, yeah, I like that. Right then, so we're going to play another track now, which Tony already approves of. I don't need to tell you this.
Yeah.
King Slimy and the Cumberland 3 have got a new album out, which is absolutely brilliant. We played a couple of tracks off it already. King Slimy and the Cumberland 3, friends of the show. We are friends of theirs. We love them. They don't mind us, as it goes. What I want to know is, Tony, what is King Slimy and the Cumberland 3's Facebook page?
facebook.com/KingSlimy and the Cumberland 3.
It is, and it's the numeric 3. Everything else is letters. So that's not lettuce, letters. Mm. Yeah, although, if everything else was lettuce, I don't think the world would be a bad place for rabbits.
That is true. That is
would
true.
Would Tony approve?
Of a world made of lettuce? No, Tony would not approve. No.
No, you wouldn't approve, would you? This is King Slimy and Cumberland 3. This is She Was a Mau Mau.
I turned around and saw would take a swing at it or two. She had long white teeth that came to a void of a many big hands in the rock and roll joint. Like a wow, wow, she was a mama. I shouted a little louder and I nearly dropped dead. She had a son in her head that said her name was Ray. I thought she was cookie and kind of silly, cause I recognized the chicken was thing and you could tell it. Like a wow, wow, like a wow, wow. She said that look divine. She gave me a strike, I had to be a Valentine. She tried to get romantic, she acted gay. She beat me in the leg and I shouted, hey, what are you doing? She was a mama. In its good old days, I never more in a traffic breeze. I never more till he come a swing into the three. Tell me wow, I got a mama. Aruga, aruga, aruga.
You're listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
They really are a good band, aren't they, King Salami?
They really are.
Really, really are. And terrific live as well, if you get the chance to see them do. They are halfway through a tour at the moment of the UK. So do check out the Facebook page and find out if they're playing near you. And if they are, go and see them.
There you go.
Indeed. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I don't.
Blimey, that's a that hardly ever happens.
Yeah, we had none this week. It is surprising. Maybe everyone peaked for our 600th. I don't know.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
But yeah, so if you do have Facebook, please do pop along, leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio and leave us a comment. But there isn't one this week.
So what are you going to do instead, Tony?
I found a couple of iTunes reviews.
Oh, that's handy.
It is, and these are really, I mean, even more important than Facebook is iTunes reviews. If you are on an Apple device or you use iTunes to listen to your podcast, do pop us a review. It does massively affect the rankings in the charts. Doesn't cost you anything to do. It will help move us up the charts. So if you haven't done so far, please do so. Go to punkyradio.com, click the iTunes link. It will open up the iTunes Music Store where you can review us. 5 stars only, obviously. And we'll read them out. If you're not in the US or the UK, I won't see your review. So if you email it to me, tony@punkyradio.com, I will feature on the show. Right.
So what have you got?
So I've got one from the US and one from the UK. So,
oh, well done on your research.
Thank you very much. So the UK, Too Good to Miss. An eclectic, some may say completely bonkers range of music, from full-on punk to various forms of ebony, punk, rock, psych, to blues, and all the way back again. Oh, and copious amounts of mild quirkiness from the hosts.
Oh, Tony, you've got to do it again.
Terrible, it's terrible, isn't it? Yeah. And that's from Jaw Peach.
Well, thank you very much, Jaw Peach. That's a really, really lovely thing to say.
Is it? And 5 stars, obviously.
Obviously.
And the US one. is it Glenn or is it Jen?
Oh, I don't know.
We don't know. But these are 5 stars, so we do know that. After listening to quite literally hundreds of episodes, Punky continues to deliver. Seeking out featured bands has expanded my world of listening and has opened doors I never knew existed. The sky's the limit when creating YouTube playlists. Thanks, Jen, Glenn, Glenn, Jen. 6 stars. Thank you very much.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. And it's nice to know that Punky Radio is uniting bands and Jen and Glenn across the lands.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's brilliant. If you can leave an iTunes review for us, we don't really understand why they help so much, but they move us up the rankings. It means we get more listeners, more people hear the music, and the music does better, and that's good news for the bands.
The iTunes music chart is very black magic. No one quite understands it, but the reviews do make positive. It helps, so yeah, reviewers, that's what we're saying.
So thank you for them. Right, Tony, I've got to play two tracks in a row now, so I'll explain why, first of all. After you've heard these two tracks, you're going to hear an interview that I did last Friday with Bev and Andy from TNS Records at the TNS Records Pally's Day punk party that me and you were at.
Okay. That's this bit, is it? Sorry. Right, I thought it was
No, as I say, we're going to play two songs, and then we're going to do that after them, straight after them.
Right, okay, gotcha.
All right. All right. So we were there, weren't we, Tony?
We were there.
We were there, and it was brilliant. And any show that Wonk Unit are on first, you know, is going to be of a high standard. But you really liked Faintest Idea, didn't you?
They were really good. But I think I think I played them before in like a best of, I think. But God, great band.
Really, really good band. In fact, the whole night was fantastic. And you will hear, not about the night itself, but you'll hear the atmosphere, because we were in the quietest bit we could find and there were still people walking past, including at one point a member of Faintest Idea who just come off stage and wanted to put his guitar case back where we were. But first up, so anyway, it was a great night and thanks to everyone who came. Packed, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Excellent turnout.
I think that's the busiest I've seen the Maze.
Yes, me too, definitely.
Yeah, it was superb. We had a right old laugh. Anyway, it does mean that I've got to go through two bands now. So the band you've got to listen out for after you've heard the band we're about to play is a band called The Venomous Pinks, who are an all-girl Phoenix punk band that we played a couple of times before. They've got an album out right now. Tony, what's The Venomous Pinks website?
TheVenomousPinks.com?
It is, which makes it Tony 2, Paul B. Internet 1. But next up, we've got Mole Panic. They're the ones you're going to hear first, who are a New York garage punk band with a new album out as well. What is Mole Panic's Bandcamp page?
Molepanic.bandcamp.com.
Molepanicnyc.bandcamp.com. So Paul B. Internet 2, Tony 2, and here's two songs in a row. I should be wearing a tutu. As I say, stay tuned for the Venomous Pinks of the track called Radar. But first up, this is Mole Panic and Ripped Jeans.
I can't stand it now.
douche nozzle.
I'm off your radar and you know it's true. I'm off your radar and you know it's true. Broken promises from the start. Oh, I hold the pieces to my broken heart. It's time to say
Punky Radio out of the Maze in Nottingham for part of the TNS tour with Bev and Andy from TNS, Andy also from Revenge Psychotronic Man, and Bev also from some kiddie fiddling. Now,
Are you watching it?
Yeah, I've been watching. I follow Facebook. Right, so you must be pleased with how the night's gone tonight.
Tonight is absolutely amazing. It's absolutely packed, and the whole of the tour has been blown our expectations, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, we didn't even know if this tour would work when we first got asked to do it, and then we, like, half the dates are sold out. The ones that didn't sell out have been really busy. I can't actually believe how good it's been, to be honest.
So who asked you to do the tour?
A lad we know, Joe, who's out random hand, he said to me about a year ago, he went, I've got this idea, I'm starting to do some bookings, I kind of quite fancy putting this tour together, what do you think? I know you're quite precious about how you do things, don't want to step on your toes, but I really think it could work. And we were like, it would be cool if it could work, why don't we give it a go? And then Joe's fucking sorted us out good and proper, and he was right, it couldn't have gone much better.
Right, so there's four bands on the tour, all headline bands in their own right.
Yeah.
And they're interchangeable in terms of the lineup.
Yeah, we set out that we didn't want it to be a certain band headlining, so we've kind of keeping it quiet who's playing in what order before the night, and then we've announced it on the night. We want people to get down early, support every band that's playing.
I guess that's a big part of TNS ethos anyway. If you go into a gig, watch every band.
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, exactly. You might have never heard of a band, and they might be your new favourite band. So
they might be not a style that you usually go for, and they might grab you.
But you are prepared to make concessions judging on the night it is.
Yeah, of course.
So
yeah,
you made sure Roughneck Riot were on last tonight on St. Patrick's Night, didn't you?
Yeah, they did ask for it. I said to Kate, the promoters said it might be good if Roughneck are on tonight because it's St. Patrick's Day. She was like, oh, fuck off.
But it's just four great bands.
Yeah, so yeah, it's four great bands.
You've got a lot more on the label as well. You're still not for profit, are you?
Yeah, not for profit. We do it in our spare time, like idiots. Probably good that we're not for profit because we wouldn't make any money out of it anyway.
Well, yeah, all right. So let's get that's a quite smooth link onto the label.
Yeah.
So how long ago did you start running the label? The
label started nearly 9 years ago. 9 years ago at in April.
Hello,
Jack. So it's been going for a long time. We've all all the bands playing tonight, they've all been going for like 10 years, so it's not like a overnight we fill the maze. It's everyone's plugged away for quite a long time and we're getting there.
And this label started off as passion, did it, Andy?
Right, it started off as a fanzine, then as a gig night where no one came to the gigs, and then eventually people started coming to the gigs, and now lots of people come to the gigs, and
it's weird. It
all happens so slowly that if you think
that's a beautiful phrase, isn't it? It all happens so slowly.
So like this tonight, you think, well, this is a gradual progression. But then you think about this tonight compared to where it started, and it's ridiculous.
So how often does a label bring something out? Because
every 4 weeks.
I seem to get things in chunks. You seem to go through a bit of a fallow patch, and then a load comes out.
We go for quiet spells, but this year we've like stepped it up quite a bit. So I think we've got 10 releases from the start of the year all the way through to August planned. So this
so how do you plan releases? I've always been a little bit...
We plan releases
I'm sure about that.
I don't know. What comes along and...
Yeah, I guess it depends a lot on the bands. Like, you try and get the bands to be organised, but they're like, right, we're doing this, we've got this tour. Can we rush everything? Can we not rush it next time? Oh, we've rushed it again.
And you're saying that as a label co-owner and a band.
We're as bad as the rest of them, to be fair.
So how are Revenge of the Psychotic Man? Are you still naming everything after Alan Partridge?
Not everything, but...
it's a really nice angle.
They drop in Stuart Lee every now and then.
Right, you're getting classy.
Well, it's because I'm now a champagne socialist, I just throw in Stuart Lee as well.
Right, so what's happening? You're a Bollinger Bolshevik. So what's the latest with Revenge of the Psychotic Man?
The reason he's a comedian.
Let's not talk about me now. What's the latest with Revenge?
We did a new album last year, which has done all right. Kerrang liked it. Is that good? I don't know. But
it's not bad.
And then we've been constantly gigging since we did that.
Well done. You managed not to knock my pint over there. Yeah. Sorry, mate.
I haven't got the faintest idea how we managed to do that.
It's actually the first time that joke's ever been made.
I made it up.
So, one last bit to say then. You're doing the Manchester Punk Festival.
Yes.
April the 20th to 22nd?
Yeah.
I'm good, aren't I?
Yeah. Do you want to fly?
So, I don't want to fly right now. It doesn't work on radio. So this is around a load of venues in Manchester.
Yeah, it's, I think, seven venues, something like that.
The first time we met was at Strummer Camp.
It was, yes.
So is this the back end of Strummer Camp? Is this?
It was us doing our own thing.
Right.
Not the back end of Strummer Camp, but we got together with two of the groups of promoters in Manchester who wanted to do. We wanted to get together, do a festival, city centre Manchester, where we could, just put along a load of bands, really cheap. And just show the diversity of punk.
And this is the third or fourth year of it.
This is the third year. So we got together with...
It's building.
Yeah, it's building. So last year we sold out at 750. This year we've already sold that amount of tickets. We've got...
Fantastic.
And we've added a venue on.
Right, in that case then, I might have to ask for a guest list. just to finish, thank you both for your time. Shall we have some websites?
Website cnsrecords.co.uk, manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk.
Are you doing the competition thing?
It's only with me and Tony, so I'll win it anyway.
Wrong on purpose.
Well, say it wrong on purpose,
it's, roughneckriot.com.
Yeah. That's just counterproductive. And if we're going to play a Revenge of the Psychotronic Man track now, what should it be?
Probably Revenge of the Psychotronic Man at myspace.com. No, Revenge of the Psychotronic Man.com.
That's not a song.
That's not a song.
It's... Oh, what song?
Pay attention, Andy.
Belch, Death, Fuckstorm.
Yeah. Not again.
Look at me, I'm a fucking tiger.
You're listening to Desoro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now, I've got a startling admission here in that I am an idiot, and that we played that interview out in the wrong bit, and that was entirely my fault, but it's all right. And I do apologise if I sounded a bit huffy with you when you didn't know what was coming next.
I always come from a place of assuming I'm wrong in the first place. That's fine.
Yeah, and then being extra happy when you're right.
Yeah.
The song you just heard there was Revenge of the Psychotronic Man and Look at Me, I'm a Fucking Tiger, which is off an album that came out in 2012, so has managed to fit in with From the Vault, so it's still in the right section. It does mean that we'll be playing From the Vaults later on, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Now, Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Brilliant, that means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Mike Pash has been in touch.
Hello, Iron Mike.
Hi, Iron Mike. And he says, hi, Tony. How's the tiling coming along? It's all right, Mike. It's all right. I haven't done absolutely anything on it. So, in terms of progress, not very well, but I'm enjoying not doing it. When the weather changes, I'll finish it, and I will post a picture and remind you. Got a gig for you, Friday 31st of March. So, this is a week early, but I haven't got any other gigs to do. So, hey, in preparation for next week... And Now We're Even, Recoder, Resuscitators, The Young and Restless, and of course Crash Induction, are playing a charity gig. They're raising funds for the British Lung Foundation at the Crawford Arms in Wolverton, Milton Keynes.
A place I played myself.
Yeah.
Fabulous venue.
Tickets are £5 in advance. WeGotTickets.com/concrete. Concrete Punks, or £7 on the door. It's for charity, okay. So do go along if you can. That's cheers from Iron Mike.
And give generously as well. If they're passing buckets around, stick a few quid in there as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, Iron Mike. So that's it, yeah?
That's all I've got, yeah.
So that concludes...
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Woo-hoo! Wolverton. Right. I'm going to play another two songs in a row now, Tony.
Okay.
Does that please you?
Yes.
It pleases you. Yes, and so we will be back on track shortly. Sorry for the confusion there. I do apologise, Tony.
Tony approves.
Stay tuned for a band we've never played before called Dead Beat, I don't think we've played before, who are Norway's premier punkabilly band, Tony.
Ooh.
And they sent us an email last week saying, wondered if you'd like to consider us for airplay. Very, very polite, the Norwegians. And I said, yes, of course, I'll have a listen, and perfect. So, now, have I got that right? So, yeah, they're the ones we're going to be playing shortly. That's right. But first up, a band called Bolshoe that we have played before, who are a seven-piece, boundary-pushing Scouse ska band, Tony.
Ooh.
What I'd like to know is, and they have a new album out as well, what I'd like to know is, what is Bolshoe's website where you can find out all about it?
Bolshoeband.co.uk.
Bolshoe.co.uk.
Ooh.
which currently makes it, because we didn't have a point for the last one, makes it Paulie Bean Snet 3, Tony 2. That's right.
Right.
This is quite difficult for me to say. This is Hierarchicide. Listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Ezra 3, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Deadbeat and a track called Invasion off their latest album, which is really, really good. And it's got an amazing album cover, Tony.
Oh.
I don't want to go into more detail than that, but it's not an album cover that I think you'd see in a UK record shop.
Right, okay.
Let's just say that. It's, yes. It's basically a giant lady doing a laser beam out of her punani at a building.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting that.
Tony approves.
Tony does indeed approve. What is Deadbeat's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/deadbeatband.
Good idea. Facebook.com/deadbeatpunkabilly, which makes it Paulie B and the internet 3 Tony 2. Is that right?
4-2?
4-2, is it? It's 4-2. Yes, yeah. It's 4-2. That's yeah. Right. Blimey, Tony. You've still got a chance to come back, right?
Okay.
And hopefully we'll be playing more from Deadbeat in the coming weeks. So what I was going to do now was play out the TNS interview that I did with Bev and Andy, but I did that earlier in the show because I'm an idiot, Tony. Yes, and Tony does approve of me being an idiot, I'm sure.
Tony approves.
So instead, we can do a little bit more, say a little bit more about what we did last week. So maybe you could explain a bit more about the TNS gig first, if that suits you.
Yep. So St. Patrick's Day, I went for two bands. I decided I went 2 pints, 2 bands, because I'm on a bit of a fasting kick. So I didn't want to basically be able to go right to my head and I would be ill for days. So I thought I'd do 2 bands, 2 pints. Got in, absolutely packed. And as I said before, I've never seen the Maze that busy. Maze is a relatively small venue, but absolutely packed out. What queue not on first? One of my just. Such an impressive band. I just every time I see them, I just can't believe how good they are. They are just great.
And it's a big Wonk family, so there's always different lineups going on. I had a little chat with Alex, the Mighty Cougar, and Daddy Wonk about it, and he was going, "It's so frustrating because people drop out, but then there's always other people that can fill in for them, but then we have to do rehearsals with them, and sometimes they're not in the same part of the country as us, and it does affect how much the band can earn, because the guitarist they got was coming up from Cornwall and he was saying it's £100 in petrol round trip for every gig just to get him there while they get another permanent member back, and it's very frustrating, but they always do a great job and they're really unusual, aren't they? And Alex is the lead singer. He's changed the way he does things a bit with them, whereby quite often at the start of quite a lot of the songs he'll recite as a poem the first verse.
Yeah,
and it's a really nice way to do things because it just means that you just catch your people. Your phone's ringing now. Can you believe it?
Oh dear, Tony doesn't approve.
Can you hear that?
I can't hear that. Yeah.
Can you hear that in the background?
Certainly can.
Oh yeah. Well, it's just going to have to keep ringing because it's in another room. It's in another room. I've left the door open. It'll stop at some point. It will be my mother because it's the landline. This is very frustrating. But I just have to wait until she goes away. Right, I'll just keep talking. Bear in mind that my mum is heckling Punky Radio right now with a phone call. Right, so yeah, I had a fantastic... I actually didn't stay until the very end, Tony. Okay. I got about halfway through Roughneck Riot and then thought, do you know what? I really ought to go home. It's all right, she's gone. And thought, I really, really ought to go home because in a few hours' time, I've got to get up to drive to Oslo and I shouldn't drink too much as well. So I was a bit of a lightweight, like you were as well.
Mm.
Right, but then... The next morning, I drove to Stansted Airport and I flew to Oslo at lunchtime. And I got to Oslo at about 4 o'clock, where I met up with my friend Asterix, who took me and the other acts to the hotel she booked them into, which is the hotel she works in, which just happens to be one of the best hotels in Oslo. And it's very expensive, but she managed to get it half price for me, which is still more than I could afford. But the acts had a lovely time. Thank you very much. I then went up to a venue called Horgan's, where I'd never even been before. And what a brilliant venue, brilliant staff, brilliant management, the sound was brilliant. The show was really, really busy, which was a great relief to me because I'd paid out a lot of money for the hotel. So I did just about break even, but it bodes well for the future. A fantastic show. I had a really, really good time and then flew back on Sunday night and it was great. So I ended up having a decent weekend. In terms of what I'm doing this week, Tony, very little.
Okay.
I'm doing very little this week. I am taking it easy. But I am going to make a dedication on the last song for a friend of mine that I will be seeing at some point this week, who, for reasons I can't go into, she's going to approve of the last song.
Right, okay.
All right. So, yeah, that's about it. And unless you're doing anything this week, are you?
I've hurt my foot. I've gone and sprained my ankle, so I've been having...
How did you sprain your ankle?
I jumped off the decking into the garden and...
That's a rock and roll injury. Yeah,
and the foot just went on its side under my leg.
Oh, mate.
So I went down like a sack of shit.
Such a natural athlete as well, I'm really surprised.
I know, you'd have thought it, wouldn't you? And then on Wednesday, I'm going to a first aid day. First aid. If only the two things were all the way around.
Yeah.
But yeah, so yeah. Think,
my mum is now calling my mobile. But fortunately, I've got the volume turned down, but I can hear it buzzing. I know it's her. I know it's her. I haven't spoken to her in over a week, and I think we've been missing each other a bit. Aww. And I asked if she was home, and she didn't get a text back. So presumably she is home, and she's rung me up on my landline. I haven't answered. Now she'll be getting worried because I haven't answered the mobile either. And then at some point she go, "Oh, hang on, it's Monday night. That's when he makes Punky Radio," and she'll remember at that point.
There you go.
I can't cope with anymore, Tony. I'm going to have to play the genuine from the vaults that I meant to play earlier.
Okay.
So this is the last track we're going to be playing from the Cherry Red Records Action Time Vision 4 CD box set, retailing at $24.95, featuring 111 bands and one typo.
Yes.
And it's brilliant. And it's such a good box set. You really, if you haven't got it already, do try and get it. I believe it's available in electronic form as well. So if you can't get a physical version, I would download the electronic one because it's just superb. It's the whole history of that period between about 1976 and 1979 when a lot of bands were forming, or a lot of bands were around for a while but then split up. But then the people that came out of the band became famous in other bands, if that makes sense.
Mm, yes.
It does, yeah. It's superb. So the last band we're playing, because we've been playing this for months now, but the last band we're playing, a band called Menace. And actually, Tony, we know a guy who has been the singer in Menace, because Oddie out of Resistance 77 has been lead singer of Menace for many years, but then wasn't, but then was again, then wasn't, and was one again. And just as an aside, I did see that Riot Squad have been doing some gigs as well, but that's another matter.
Okay, right.
What I want to know is, Tony, Menace, I think, are still doing gigs. They have a Facebook page, Tony. What is it?
Facebook.com/MenacePunk.
It's Facebook.com/Menace.punk, I think.
Oh.
I think, but you know what? I'm going to give you the point.
Oh, thank you very much.
To keep things interesting. I think it's Facebook.com/Menace.punk, but do try MenacePunk. That makes it poorly be in set 4, Tony 3, and this is one of Menace's best known tracks. This is GLC.
Oh, shit.
You're listening to the Dusterphonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Menace and GLC, a punk rock classic from the past that they still do live. We have now formally retired Action Time Vision, but you never know, we might play someone else off it at some point.
There you go.
Who knows, we've been playing it for months. I said that we'd go until Easter, we just dropped a little bit short of that, but I think we've given that enough time.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, right. Yeah, Tony approves.
Tony approves. Yes. My friend, have you got a twat?
I do.
Marvellous.
If you have a twat to nominate, do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. Sussex Saint's been in touch.
Hello, Sussex Saint.
Keeping me going in twat.
He really is.
And he says, hi, Tony. It is a sorry tale that I've been meaning to tell you for a while. We have a fancy league, football league going on in the office. Around 10 of us trying to outdo each other with our football knowledge, and to spice things up every year, we chuck in £2 and then use that stake to grow a winner's pot through football bets each week. So starting with £22, I managed to get the pot just shy of £100 over the course of 3 months before hitting a very poor run of investments. So with the pot down to £20, I agreed with the rest of the group to get someone else to have a go. So in steps Josh Harris, who at that point is top of the league by some distance, so has a significant vested interest in growing the total, and he reckons he can turn it around, having had some winners himself with football accumulators. So I hand over the pot of £20 to Josh on a Monday, and that week the African Cup of Nations was going on. By Wednesday, Josh advises that he had lost a lot, with a couple of craps bets. Game over for him and for the rest of us. So for overconfidence and putting the last nails in the coffin of our fantasy league betting pot, I'd like to nominate Josh Harris of Southampton as a twat.
It's a very, very dangerous game to go betting on the African Cup of Nations.
Yes.
I mean, you have to bear in mind that it's only a few years ago that one of the teams were murdered on a bus on the way to the game.
Oh, is that that?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So it's that's not something I would be gambling on.
No.
But anyway,
well, I think it's a
Josh
good twat.
Was so yeah, absolutely.
So
a twat of the first order. Tony disapproves.
Tony disapproves. So, for overconfidence and putting the last nails in the coffin of Sussex Saints fantasy football betting pot, Josh Harris of Southampton
is a twat. Absolutely brilliant. If you do have a twat for us, do email tony@punkyradio.com. We love to read them out.
Tony approves.
So, last track this week, Tony,
yep.
And before we get to the track, this is going to be a tale of two women.
Okay. Right?
So, my friend Shaz is a naughty little lady, and very, very entertaining, and I've not seen her for 2 or 3 years, and we said it was about time that we met up and had some beers, so we're going to be doing that this week, when she will no doubt tell me some absolutely hair-raising stories. Now, the thing about my hair, Tony, is not a lot of it is on my head anymore. However, I do have a friend called Claire who listens to the show, who occasionally sends me rather bizarre messages on Facebook Messenger. None more bizarre than last night when I was waiting. I was waiting at Oslo Airport to get my plane, and I just checked my phone, and there was a message from her saying, I've just been through some of your photos on Facebook. Haven't you got hairy arms? Cheers, darling. It's like, yeah, I haven't got hairy arms. But in fact, the only places on my body I haven't got hair are, sadly, most of my head and my palms. But right. Yeah, so anyway, so I'm going to play this last track out. I'm going to dedicate it to both Claire and Shaz. Shaz, who I'll see later on in the week, and really, really looking forward to seeing her. And Claire, for being utterly ridiculous. All right, this is a band called The Sex Organs, Tony.
Okay.
Right, we played them a couple of times on the show before. They brought out their first album at the start of this year. They only got going in 2014 when they... Now, it's I can never remember what it's called. It's the Fantastic Dracula Festival, I think it's called, in Valencia. And they got together for that festival. It went down so well, they kept going. They're, as I say, a two-piece garage punk, I believe from Switzerland. A brilliant album, and I'm hoping you'll love this song. Is completely out of order, Tony.
Okay.
I'm going to say it right now. This song is out of order, as I have been in the past, and as I no doubt me and Shaz will manage to be this week, because we're always out of order when we get together. What is the Sex Organs Facebook page?
Facebook.com/thesexorgans.
Facebook.com/theorgans. This ends up with a win for me, Tony. Paul of the Internet 5, Tony 3. But I'm going to call it an honorary draw simply because I have messed you around this week. So we're going to call it 4-all. That sound fair?
That sounds fair.
Does Tony approve?
Tony approves.
All right, make sure you get your thigh boots out for this one, Tony. This is Lubrication.
Seem to get enough of the sex organs. There are reports of cross dressings, group ejaculation, team copulation, wife swapping, pet hopping, and mass genital worship. How long can our society continue on this road of sexual liberation?
Oh, hey! In a cabin, down by a canyon.
That's about the size of it for this week. Thank you very much for listening. I can't believe we've gone through a whole show, Tony, without saying hello to the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
There you go. That is I love the way you say that. You're always so happy about it. And it's a good job that we're not the UK and possibly the world's longest running alternative music independent podcast with standards to live up to, because otherwise I'd have made a right mess of it this week.
Exactly. Phew.
I will be at the Duke's Arms on the 30th of March doing a stand-up comedy show there. So who knows, maybe I'll see one or two of you who are listening, well, right now, I suppose, down there. It should be a great show. Looking forward to seeing you. They've sold a load of tickets. It's going to be brilliant. Also, I doubt very much I'll see any of you this week, as unless you're in the Huddersfield area, because there is an outside chance I might go and see a band on Wednesday night in Huddersfield. But I didn't say about it because I'm not sure whether I'll get there yet.
Okay.
But you never know. I hope you have a good week, Tony. I'm sorry to hear about your sprained ankle. I hope you feel better very soon.
Thank you very much.
That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poo.
But you can't. But you can't. Yeah.